thought we had a good practice today. You know, obviously we had the weekend off and some, you know, time to get some rest and recover a bit. Got out on Monday? What day? My days are all screwed up with the Monday night game. But got out a couple days ago and got some work done. But I thought today was really good. Guys were fresh, flying around, and in a good spot. So I was pleased with how practice went.
How much do you expect Tampa to change things up defensively from last week?
I don't know. I mean, you know, we'll see what they do. I mean, they've been consistent throughout the year. They have a system that, you know, they believe in. So we'll see. I mean, obviously Julio went for some big numbers the last time we played them, but maybe there's some cloud coverage or double team for him. But as far as fronts, you know, blitzes, et cetera, I think what they've shown throughout the year is what's going to show up in the game on Monday night.
What changes with their dynamic with McCoy, whose status is uncertain about that license?
Yeah, you know, we're going to prepare like he's going to go. I mean, that's the mindset we have to have. He's a great player. And, you know, when he's out there, you certainly have to account for where he's at. But we're going to prepare like he's going to be ready to go.
Matt, does anything in your process change coming off the game where maybe he didn't play as well as you would have liked in the way you study film, the way you go about preparation or anything like that?
Not really. You know, I feel like I've got a good process, a good routine that I get into that helps me prepare week in and week out the absolute best I can. And, you know, I felt like in the game this past Thursday, you know, made a couple of mistakes, but, you know, those things happen from time to time. But I feel like my process is really good, and, you know, I feel like I do everything I need to do every week to give me the best chance to play the best I can.
How do you tend to respond to those kind of things?
Yeah, I mean, I usually do okay.
Yeah.
You know, I played long enough that those nights happen. And you know, we won the game, which is ultimately the most important. We did some really good things at the end to give ourselves a chance to win. And but it doesn't affect, you know, my confidence or anything like that. I have a great belief in myself and our team that we're capable of going out and playing well, because, you know, that's what we've done.
You don't punch or kick anything, right?
No.
Any inanimate object.
Yeah. No, there's no room for that. And you can't beat yourself up. I mean, it's hard enough in this league to go out there. You know, every week you're a week away from being humbled. I learned that early on. And so, you know, I have great belief in myself, but I know that it's a tough league. And, you know, there's going to be weeks like that from time to time.
You say all the time about, you know, focusing on the next game and the game is, you know, ahead. Of course, we know about this three-game stretch you guys have. Familiar opponents, not only division, but you already played them. How does that factor in, you know, the fact that you know what to expect from all three of them?
Yeah, I mean, that part of it, we'll know them, they'll know us. You know, that's kind of it. But, it, you know, beyond that, I think in division games, you know, it comes down to making plays, to going out there and executing. They understand what our offensive scheme is. You know, they've played against us a number of times in the past 3 years. And so we know their defensive scheme. I mean, that's just the way it is. In these kind of games, you're going to get your opportunities to make plays, and when you do, you got to make them.
Go ahead. I just have an off-topic question for you. Aaron's coming back this weekend. Obviously, you've really never been in a position like that, but kind of talk about, if you were in kind of that mindset, would you obviously see how the injury would be, but to kind of put yourself in a position with 3 or 4 games left, is that something a career is really worth?
Well, you know, I think you have to trust, you know, your doctors and the opinion that you're getting from the medical staff. And, you know, we've got excellent doctors here and excellent trainers, et cetera. So, you know, I trust those guys. And as a player, you know, I guess in 2009 I was kind of in that situation. I had some turf toe, and we were out of the playoffs, actually, with 3 games to go. But I was good enough to play. And you know, I feel like when you're good enough to play and you're healthy enough and they give you the go, that's, you know, that's what you do.
One other follow-up. Does that show the importance of a backup, a strong backup that knows the offense that the team feels comfortable with you?
Well, you know, in their situation, I think Brett did a great job for them filling in. And, you know, that's not only the case with the quarterback position. It's the case with every position. You know, you've got to have depth on your roster. And there's going to be times throughout the year where certain players get nicked up. We've had a lot of that this year, and we've had a lot of guys step up. I think of Ben Garland this past week, you know, coming in for Andy and playing really, really well for us. So depth is key. You know, it's a physical game. It's a long year, and you're going to need guys to step up at certain times.